point about blaming the victim. I now want to bring Genevieve Huizar, who is the mom of Manuel Diaz, onto the show. Genevieve, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking our call, having us on your show. You know, everything that was just said by both you and Dana, it really hurts my heart knowing that these officers went over there purposely to kill my son. He wasn't committing a crime. He didn't have a gun. You know, this is my only son. And I was hearing your show just a little earlier about New York. I just want people to know that we don't have color lines, street lines, city lines, county lines, or state lines. We want to help people across the United States. We want to be helped by people across the United States. We want a movement so big to change these officers' Bill of Rights that they're protected under.
I'd like people to know, you know, like we were just talking about the blaming the victim, and this has been massive in relation to your son, in relation to Manuel. Can you tell us a little bit about Manuel?
Of course. He was a good son. He was just a loving son. You know, at home, he made everybody laugh. He played with all his nieces and nephews. He was a good student. He went to the Job Corps. He played basketball. He played football. You know, ever since he was just a little kid, he just, my heart. And they ripped that away from me.
Boy, it's a... You know, just so outrageous. One of the things I'd ask you as well is, you know, they had a, basically they've tried to portray Manuel as this monster, and you've done a lot to actually counter that. And, you know, you also stood up to them. You refused to disappear in the face of their efforts to sort of make their story the official story. That's it. You've actually been out there fighting. What was your reaction now to the DA's report? When you saw that report, what was your reaction?
I saw a bunch of lies. That's what I saw. You know, I see cover-up. I see manipulation. I don't believe half of what's in that report. I believe Benelec is a murderer. He executed my son. And for that, he needs to go to prison. And I will continue to fight. I continue to go. We had a candlelight vigil last night for Manuel. And there was about 30, 35 people. And it was just beautiful. The people are still coming out for him.
That's very important. And are there any other plans in the works?
Yes, we march every Sunday. There's not one Sunday that we haven't marched for another family going through this. We go to Reseda, Lakewood, Compton, Pomona, Downey. We go everywhere and we support other families in this type of situation, murder by police.
You know, and that's extremely important. I think we'll wrap up on that point. And I really want to go back to the point that you said as when we began this, that when you were listening to the situation in New York, and that there's no state line, there's no neighborhood line, there's no color line, there's no people line, but there's a line of people who've been brutalized and terrorized by the police, and that people need to stand up against.
Yes.
Genevieve, any last final comments?
I just want to say that we are all one. We need to prove the injustices of these officers. They're covered by their Bill of Rights, and those Bill of Rights have to be changed.
Mm-hmm. Genevieve, thank you very much for joining
us
today.
Sure.
Thank you. Dana, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Michael.
Okay, we'll talk to you all again soon.
Take care now.
All right, and I want to, we've been talking, you're listening to The Michael Slate Show, and I'm your host, Michael Slate, and we've been talking with Dana Douglas, the lawyer for the family of Manuel Diaz, and we've been talking with Genevieve Huizar, Manuel Diaz's mom. And I want to read something because I think it's extremely important, and because I'm so outraged by this, and I want to read something before we move on to our next segment. It is up to us to wake up, to shake off the ways they put on us, the ways they have us thinking so they can keep us down and trapped in the same old rat race, to rise up as conscious emancipators of humanity. The days when this system can just keep on doing what it does to people here and all over the world, when people are not inspired and organized to stand up against these outrages and to build up the strength to put an end to this madness, those days must be gone, and they can be. And that's from the statement, The Revolution We Need, The Leadership We Have, a message and call from the Revolutionary Communist Party.